Number of Chinese illegally crossing U.S.-Mexico border surges 500% in San Diego sector. The number of Chinese nationals entering the United States illegally has surged in recent times, with the latest data from the San Diego sector showing a staggering 500% surge so far this year compared to the same period a year ago. As the nation remains gripped by an illegal immigration crisis of historic proportions, there's been an exceptionally high increase in the number of Chinese nationals, especially military-aged men, who have unlawfully crossed the U.S.-Mexico border. Some Border Patrol officials and others have warned this poses a national security risk because, among those simply seeking a better life, there may be those with links to the Chinese military. Brandon Judd, the head of the Border Patrol Union, recently warned about a sharp rise in the number of military-aged Chinese men crossing the southern border illegally, saying that he believes some of them may be spies working on behalf of China's communist regime to infiltrate the United States. And now Jason Owens, the chief of the U.S. Border Patrol, has revealed that, so far this fiscal year, the San Diego sector has seen over 20,000 apprehensions of Chinese nationals, over five times the number in the comparable period last year. In FY24, San Diego sector has made +140,000 apprehensions, with +20,000 of them being from China, Mr. Owens wrote in a post on X. Some analysts say that deteriorating economic conditions in China, as well as human rights abuses and policies such as strict COVID-19 lockdowns, are likely driving the sharp increase in the number of Chinese nationals entering the United States illegally. Interviews with some of the Chinese border crossers indicate much the same thing, with some blaming an increasingly repressive political climate and dour economic prospects. However, Mr. Judd and others have suggested that for some, possibly even many, there might be a different motivation. Why are we seeing this influx? He said during a recent interview on Just the News, No Noise TV program. At best, they're just coming here for a better life or a better job. At worst, they're coming here to be part of the Chinese government, and that's what scares me an awful lot, he said. Illegal immigrants from adversarial nations. In January, Border Patrol agents encountered a record number of illegal immigrants compared to any previous January. At the same time, the CPB numbers showed an alarming trend in the number of military-aged Chinese nationals making illegal border crossings. CBP data shows that Border Patrol agents encountered 5,717 single Chinese adults in January, more than twice the number of any other January on record. In December 2023, that figure rose to a record of 7,581. The total since January 2023 stands at 64,979. China is designated a country of particular concern by the U.S. State Department, while the FBI says that economic espionage and counterintelligence efforts emanating from China's communist regime are a grave threat to America's economic security. Mr. Judd said in his interview on the Just the News, No Noise TV program that the sharp rise in the number of Chinese nationals crossing the border illegally should be looked into by U.S. law enforcement and the intelligence community. There are huge gangs in the United States linked to Chinese nationals who are involved in drugs, prostitution, and other criminal pursuits, he said. They control everything that's illegal in certain portions of the country, Mr. Judd said. We have to look into that. It's very important that we understand why we are having so many people from China, especially military-aged men. China's shock troops. At the beginning of the current fiscal year, Chinese people were the fourth highest nationality crossing the Darien Gap between Colombia and Panama and heading north toward the United States, after Venezuelans, Ecuadorians, and Haitians, according to the Associated Press. Gordon Chong, a senior fellow at the Gatestone Institute and author of The Coming Collapse of China, wrote in a recent op-ed in the Epoch Times that, of the Chinese migrants making the dangerous trek north from points in Central and South America, almost all are desperate, seeking a better life for themselves and their children. Some, however, are coming to commit acts of sabotage, he argued. Mr. Chong explained that many Chinese nationals fly to Ecuador, which allows them to enter visa-free. Then, they travel to the southern edge of the Darien Gap, a 66-mile stretch of jungle that separates Colombia and Panama, typically crossing on foot. Once they get to the north side, they continue their journey to the United States, often by bus, according to the China expert. Some migrants are almost certainly members of China's People's Liberation Army, Mr. Chong wrote. These military-linked migrants, despite their affiliations, have been released into America, he argued, hinting at yet another negative consequence of the Biden administration's catch-and-release program, under which asylum seekers are released into U.S. communities to await asylum hearings. In February 2023, the influx of Chinese nationals unlawfully entering the United States began to surge compared to historical averages. By summertime, the monthly figures had doubled compared to previous years. For example, in June 2023, there were 4,117 single Chinese adults encountered by Border Patrol agents nationwide, while in June 2022, that figure was 2,324, and in June 2021, it was 1,854. It's estimated that more than 10 million illegal immigrants have crossed the border since President Joe Biden took office. Republicans have blamed President Biden's policies for fueling the border crisis, and the GOP-controlled House recently voted to impeach Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas on two counts related to his management of the border. GOP lawmakers have called for measures such as ending the Biden administration's contentious catch-and-release policy, expanding expedited removals, renewing border wall construction, and reinstating the Trump-era Remain in Mexico policy.